precious thing. You starve and near exhaustion. Everything I've done for you. I move the stars for no one. You've run so long, you've run so far. Your eyes can be so cruel. Without the sunlight, love without your heartbeat. I can't live without you.
People, as we talk about hurricane season for Mr. Z over here, you know, don't die in a Z.
Tornado. Hey, that would make a great show. You will get this if it's too bad the voting end for the podcast awards, because you would have won if I died doing the show.
In honor of Z, please vote. It was his dying wish before he died. Make sure you vote. That would actually be whatever, you know. Or like if, like, well, since you're white, obviously it'll happen to you first before it happens to me, because ain't no nigga gonna run up in this place over here at the Facebook Studios, whatever. But imagine a black dude just ran in your house, whatever. He's like, get on the fucking ground now, whatever. Get your shit up, whatever. You'd be like, alright. I'd be like, Z, are you getting robbed right now? Z, put the microphone to his mouth.
Let's see another podcast show top that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, put it up to his mouth. Z, make him angry. Spit on him.
Let's ask him about the movie.
Ask him about the movie. Ask him, did he see it? Ask him, does he know anything about it? Ask him, did it affect his childhood?
That would be like a seriously emotional show.
You crying in the bed, like, I just make him stop for all. No, ask him questions. Goddamn it, it's good shit.
the last thing you hear on my end is a gunshot.
Wow. Well, people think he's dead. Then, you know, he crawls on Mike and like, I'm not dead, but someone please call 911.
The bad thing is it's going to take a while, because you're not going to call 911, obviously. You're going to...
I'm just going to go, well, people, that was another additional throwback.
No, you're going to call 911 on your end.
Yeah, and be like, hey, I'm traumatized. I just heard my co-host get shot. Can you people please come over here real quick? I need an ambulance.
And they go, where's he at? Ohio. What?
Ohio. But I know that's pretty far for you guys, whatever. You know, maybe you could send a chopper over there. You know, send the movie folks chopper over there to go pick him up or whatever. You know.
Then you have a private jet.
Drop him off. And I'm not letting you bleed in my private jet. What the hell's wrong with you? Get the helicopter, man.
Okay, well, you have Superman on payroll, don't you?
Nah, that motherfucker, he works for the president or whatever. He's one of those bougie niggas.
Well, he'll just destroy my whole apartment building just to, you know, walk through the door.
Yeah, probably. He'll just clutter your whole goddamn apartment complex or whatever just to get through. He'll be like, where is he at?
He tears. Everybody. He's on the wrong floor, and he just, instead of going down, he just rips the floor open. There he is.
Yeah, that was a funny video, actually, that shit of, Superman destroying this car or whatever, when this person's about to get ran over. Like, he picks the car up and throw it across the town, and the dude's on the ground. He's just like, oh, you could have just picked me up and carried me off, right? He was just like, well, I could have did that, but, you know.
That's a really interesting question, because you see, like, in every action movie, like, that takes place in public, like, they pick up cars and fling them, like Chase Transformers, they do that. What yeah. about the people inside the cars? What happens to them?
I think Michael Bay once said, there's no people in those cars. What are you talking about?
Well, they fought, in the first one, they fought on the expressway. Wasn't that LA?
Yeah, that was in LA. They filmed that in LA, but the thing is, they're always fighting the freeway in Transformers, right? Except for the second one, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, at the beginning, I think. when they were in
Oh, okay, yeah, in Hong, was it Tokyo or
yeah,
something?
something like that.
Yeah, those cars don't matter because they don't matter.
No, they'll just crash themselves,
Yeah,
so
exactly. Whatever. They can't drive anyway. Whatever,
they
chilling.
for some
That's
racist.
a good thought for Superman though, because it's like, damn man, you got all the power to do all this shit, and you always take the worst way to do this shit.
We're so racist.
I know. I think Hancock handled that the best, or whatever. Why didn't you just fly off with the car? Because I'm drunk, bitch.
That was funny. That was how they tackled that. That was funny.
Was like, yeah, at least, you know, it took the Negro to take that. Whatever. Superman didn't want to come out and say, because I'm drunk, or whatever. But Hancock, that black brother came out finally just say, because I'm drunk, bitch. That's why. Shit. The hell you think? I'm black. Shit.
I'm drunk and I'm black.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, we need more black superheroes so we can make them more drunks and bums and shit like that. Yeah, amazing. Awesome. Well, people, welcome to Throwback Tuesday. Episode 25, the phenomenal one, MovieSpoilersPodcast.com, of course.
The fancritic.com and brand new founder of my own movie studio.
Which I heard. You want to go ahead and give a breakdown of that, or you think the storm might hit you too soon?
No, I got a while. I think it's still in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
The studio is called Shattered Images Films.
Indiana ain't that far from Ohio, if I'm not mistaken.
Storm's only going, I think, about 40 miles per hour. So,
Oh, it's going Asian people supposed to eat then.
yeah,
Okay.
it's going. Oh, it's going on 90-year-old women driving speed.
Okay. Pretty much
So,
all in play then.
the studio's called Shattered Images Films. Officially announced it yesterday after my co-owner got the LLC.
Who's your
And
co-owner?
my co-owner is a guy I've known for like 12 years. I worked with him, and he was an actor in both my movies.
God damn, 12 years, bro. What you been doing with your life?
I used to work with him at the airport. So, he
That
is,
where y'all met, or?
yeah, that's where I met him. And
God.
he's the one that came up with the idea, and I ran with it because he says he has a lot of faith in me as a
You know
director.
what? I think you told me this. Didn't you, at the airport, when we were driving, when you were taking me to the airport, you brought up something. Either we were driving or walking or something like that. You said something about an airport. What
Yeah,
was
that I
that?
worked that there was a company behind the airport. And it was kind of like UPS but with airplanes. And that's where I worked for like 7 years.
Okay.
And that's where I met him, and he's pretty much the my sugar daddy, if you want to call.
Sugar daddy. Everybody needs one. Gotta get your sugar daddy on.
And our first movie will be shooting in April. It's a zombie movie, and I really don't want to say the title, because I can get hate from you because of it.
What's the title of it?
It's a remake of Night of Living Dead.
What's wrong with that?
You hate remakes.
No, I don't.
Oh, fur.
I've never said that. I've never said that.
You were a very big fan of Evil Dead.
I wouldn't say a huge fan of the original Dead, but yeah, I love the original Evil Dead, yeah.
But that's the first movie, because I think as a director and a fan and a business person, doing a remake of Night of the Dead will, one, get publicity because of the name.
So you're doing a remake of Night of the Living Dead?
Correct.
Oh, okay. You know they already done it, right? You know that, right?
They've done multiples, I know.
Oh,
I'm doing a
okay.
remake of the original.
Okay.
That's public domain, so I'm allowed to do that.
Okay, so
And
what are you
I'm.
naming?
Huh?
What are you naming it then? Night of the
It's
Living
Night of
Dead?
the Living Dead.
Oh, okay.
I'm changing the script around, to make it more mine and
How are
not.
you making it more? Let me ask you this question. How are you making? Because I know you probably want to go out the box and all you whatever. So how are you gonna differentiate between that and the original?
Okay, well, one, though, it's gonna be
If you
black and
can
white.
give any, t if you can give any hints away.
Yeah, it's gonna be black and white too.
Okay.
That's homage. That's Pompeii and homage to the original.
I think it's better to be black and white,
I think,
honestly.
and plus, you can cheat it as a
Yeah.
director. You can cheat a lot of things black and white.
Especially when
And
you don't have a huge budget either. I think it's better to go black and white.
yeah, and instead of the opening, we know it's Barbara and Johnny, brother and sister, visiting the grave. It's going to be a dad with two daughters and the oldest daughter's boyfriend to start out. And the oldest daughter's name is Barbara, and the boyfriend's name is Johnny.
I think you got me mistaken with Lehu then, for for saying, hey, remix. I could have sworn he was the one that said
I
that.
I think, maybe, but I remember you saying that you are sick. Maybe you're sick of the remakes?
That was Lehu again.
Okay.
That wasn't me. Go listen back to our Pacific Rim review.
Well, I apologize for confusing you to a poor white kid.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, yeah. I gave you that bougie-ass nigga.
But I'm going...
That said that shit or whatever. He said he hate remakes and sequels and shit like that. He's getting tired. That's why he loved Pacific Rim so much. I was like, you know they're going to make a sequel of this now. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a sequel. There's probably going to be multiple sequels of that.
It's funny. It's like, I hate remakes and sequels, but yet I'm going to give this movie a high C because it's going to be a sequel. Makes perfect sense.
All yeah, right. But I'm still keeping Ben, the black strong guy, because he's iconic.
So I guess I got to fly to Ohio then.
If you want, for a couple weeks, if you want.
Hell no, y'all got hurricane season going on.
And in April, it'll be still like a little bit of winter, so I don't know how you handle yourself in snow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't do... definitely coming down there, whatever. Actually, the people I met in Vegas, whatever and shit, they want to do some work with me so bad, they all live in Ohio. They want me to come out there. They have their own company.
Is that the one you told me about? About you met him on the plane?
Yeah, it's them three.
Okay.
I might be coming out there, work with them or something, and I think they live in... I forgot what city it was now. God damn it. Whatever.
Was it a big city?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And you know the couple? I don't remember the names all out of my head, but the couple that's in the house, yeah, the guy and the girl, I'm changing that to two lesbians. And and Cooper, the male Cooper's dead. He's not. He died before they got to the house. And the dad's pretty much replacing him. And it's just the mom and the daughter.
Who's your staff on this now?
Well, right now, I'm writing the script. I already have...
Are you directing it,
too? I am directing it. I already have people signed on for cinematography. We're getting a brand new camera. I think it's going to be ordered, I think, Cyber Monday. We're going to order on Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
I already got two people, so I'm going to have 2 to 3 cameras filming it all at one time.
Don't forget, Black Friday starts early, 6 o'clock on Thursday.
Exactly. Yeah, 6 p.m., yeah, I know. So I got three cameras filming at once, and I got time to find people for makeup, because I work for a TV show, and they have a lot of ins on publicity, so.
Okay.
So I'm...
Sounds like you got everything situated then.
I'm taking from here until start of April, all pre-production. That's the rule for every movie. It's got to have at least 3 months of production.
Yeah.
Pre-production.
The only thing I'm offended by is you confuse me for a scrawny little white kid, but either way.
I apologize. I will... After the show, I'll take you into the janitor's closet, and I'll make it up to you.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah. I thought you were going to take me to TGIF or something like that. Thank God it's nigga. I mean, thank God it's Fridays. But,
do you have those out there?
Yeah, we got those out here. They owned by Magic Johnson.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Magic Johnson owns them.
No shit.
Yeah, that nigga owns everything.
I did not know that.
Owns the Dodgers, owns his own theaters, got his own gym.
I thought he lost the theaters.
He still has some.
Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. That motherfucker owns the poster child for AIDS. That nigga will make you want to have AIDS or whatever. That nigga got AIDS, I mean, or HIV. Yeah, he got HIV.
HIV.
And that nigga became businessman or whatever. It's just like, I'm businessman now or whatever and shit. That nigga, I can see you now. I'm positive? God damn, yeah. Nigga, I'm negative? Woo!
And didn't he heal in like a rib joint place too? Or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's still open or not or whatever, but that motherfucker owns everything now.
He owns LA.
Partnership with 24 Hour Fitness as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Huge fucking gym. Matter of fact, it's the only gym probably that's like...
When does he have time to do anything? Jesus.
Owns the Dodgers now? Or manager with them, whatever?
Yeah, they suck.
This motherfucker owns every goddamn... He's going to own the Lakers soon. You waiting?
Does he own you?
Yeah, he owns me. Yeah.
So you're a slave. Wait, is that still considered a slave if a black guy owns another black guy?
I'm going to tell you this right now. That nigga pays you. It ain't slave. I'll watch that nigga draws what that nigga can pay you.
Make it HIV.
Shit, I'll be P. Diddy's butler if I have to make that nigga money.
Better watch his draws because he might have it. You might get HIV.
Fuck it, I don't give a shit. It's worth
Yeah,
it.
because look at him now.
Yeah, exactly. Look at him, Mr. Businessman.
He says if you get HIV, you can own all these businesses.
He needs to be marketing the shit out of that then or whatever and get HIV. He can turn this whole negative into a positive, to be honest. Doesn't sound so bad now, whatever, you know.
I don't think it does.
No, it does. Well, shit. When you hear it from him, then you like, damn, it doesn't sound that bad or whatever, you know.
No, we salute you, Magic
Speaking
Johnson.
of, I guess it isn't so much a disease or whatever, but you know what? I'll go ahead and say it because I've met this a fan of ours a couple of times actually or whatever. L.A. home based for her or whatever. Her favorite show on the site is Throwback Tuesday.
Woohoo!
And
Damn straight.
yeah, well, this might be a little bit of a downer, but it may not be. But Tuesday, this Tuesday, whatever, which is today, according to when this show goes up, she has to go in for a CT scan because she may have cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I am dedicating this show to Miss Priscilla Rojas, as her name. Big fan of movie spoilers, whatever, but a bigger fan of Throwback Tuesday, and hopefully that the results come in that she doesn't have it, and so she can continue living, whatever. I actually hung out with her a little bit yesterday. She was a little depressed about it, so.
That was it the first time you met her?
No, it's the third time, I believe.
Okay.
So,
What's
this
her
is a.
favorite? What's her favorite Throwback Tuesday show?
Friday.
Everybody loves Friday.
Yeah, everybody loves Friday. How could you not love Friday, or whatever? So, yes, this
Lena?
episode is dedicated to you, Miss Rojas.
Yeah, get well soon, and we're praying for you.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. You know, the funny thing she was telling me, she was like, oh, I have to go in Tuesday and then I have to wait another week for the results. I was like, what the
Oh,
fuck?
that's the shitty part.
Well, because she went to the doctor last week or whatever and they said it, and then she has to wait a week now to get the CT scan because they signed her to a specialist, and then she got to wait another week just for results. I was like, damn, this 1 week thing just turned into a whole month event now.
Damn.
I say, what a way to play with you mentally or whatever. And
That
she's like,
that's a big oh God. And like they can't do it in the next day or two.
yeah, exactly, whatever. She goes to her doctor or whatever, and he just writes a paper and signs her to a specialist and shit like that or whatever. And you gotta wait a week just to see him, and this is for the results. You gotta wait another. I'm just like, God damn, dude.
Dude, that's horrible. I hate that. I hate the medical field.
That's a whole. That's it's the holiday season. I'm sorry, it's the holiday season though. She gotta wait till Thanksgiving to find out. I was like, damn.
Oh yeah, happy Thanksgiving with your family. You
Yeah.
have cancer.
Ain't that a bitch?
Well, we're hoping you get better, and the show is dedicated to you. Well, hopefully it's your favorite show now.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, like I told you yesterday, you'll be fine. Don't worry. I'm just gonna brush right through this. Where just stop worrying about it.
Well, obviously she's having CT scan. That means it's head related.
Is it? Because I'm not sure.
I would. Well, you can't have a CAT scan anywhere. I don't know. I don't. It's not my place. But
Yeah.
hopefully she gets better. Hopefully everything comes out great.
Yeah, I didn't try to ask too much or whatever because I was just trying to take her mind off of it. Where when we was hanging out,
Exactly.
so I didn't really get into detail about it. Once I found out, I was just like, you know what? Let's just go out then. Let's go have fun, whatever. So get your mind off it. So you got to worry about it this weekend, thinking about it and shit. So.
Well, hopefully everything turns out for the best.
I'm sure everything will be fine or whatever. But yeah, so now we had an interesting choice here because the movies we both picked came in at a tie, and you know, in movie spoilers fashion, we handle it professionally. Handled it very professionally or whatever. You know, I got on the phone, made some phone calls, you know, and Z got on the phone, made some phone calls. We just handle it very professionally, like, you know, just in other words, doing this. And we finally just came out to a winner, which was 1986 Labyrinth.
A tie. I mean, we always wondered what would happen. It's never happened for a tie.
Came out to 34 each, if I'm not mistaken. So,
Yeah.
yeah, so.
Very different that this happened.
Well, it's funny because I saw that it was a tie that morning or whatever, and then like after like around 12:01 or whatever deadline time, or whatever, I saw it and I was like, oh, it went up. Both of them went up, but they both still a tie. So, okay, well, whatever.
I was at
Well,
work. I was at work all day, so I didn't get the message until I got home, and
yeah, I
I'm
think it was
like,
like 12:40 my time, or whatever.
yeah, I didn't get home. Yeah, that's about what time I got home. Because I wasn't able to have my phone at work, and then you told me that. I'm like, oh shit,
Yeah, and I
like.
came up with this, the movie spoilers fashion, how we do things when shit like this happens, so we don't lose our ball sack or whatever, and we just handled it,
I guess people wanted to see both movies.
We flipped the coin.
Shut up.
I'm using that as a metaphor, Z. we rolled the dice and took the chance,
We went to we both went to Vegas for a couple hours and we put a bet on something and it won.
Yeah, exactly. Labyrinth. Come on, fit black with your funky ass. My wife needs some shoes.
We actually this is how we decided it. We went to Vegas. TPO found the black stripper. I found the white stripper. We put them in mud. Whoever won the movie.
Exactly, whatever. And we did it better than how they did it in Disaster Movie. We had that shit that they had going on or whatever.
Yeah, they were 100% naked.
Exactly, whatever. They in fact, they had clothes when they started. That's how good this fight was.
Exactly, and white supremacy won.
Exactly. White supremacy did win. And apparently it did win, and she whipped that black bitch like she should have, whatever. And I was like, take it.
It was like Rodney King all over again.
I was like, take it, bitch. Just take it. Oh yeah, it turns me on to seeing you get whipped.
P1 should have the video up on the site soon.
Yeah, exactly. My whiteness really came out that day. I was just like, take that whip, bitch. Yeah, whip her again. I was like, Salacious Crumb and shit, like
Should be like you were encouraging her like in between rounds, be like, do it for 12 years a slave. Do it for the You're already like, don't do it for the fucking butler. That's the butler right there. You kill her.
You can do it for 42.
it
Do it for Color Purple.
for Kuta.
What?
That was a
I think
stripper's name, was Kuta Kinte.
Yeah, exactly. You changed it to Kunta Kinte. You know what?
She didn't lose her foot. She lost something. She didn't lose her foot.
Lost her dignity and blackness. That's what she lost. Whatever. Cause I kicked that bitch to the curb and shit like that. Whatever. I announced this on Throwback Tuesday next month of December. It will be Slave Month. We'll be picking nothing but slave nuns.
Even on Christmas, we're doing a slave movie.
Yeah, I take that back. We're doing that in February, Black History Month.
The shortest month of the year is Black History Month.
Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? You know my
Except leap, you get an extra day on leap years. I think next year's a leap year.
Fucking the 29 days in, or whatever. Yeah, fuck you. Ain't that a bitch? Hand us over the most fucking cheapest. Yeah, what am I getting into? Okay, Labyrinth people. How about a plot synopsis, Zeke? Jesus.
Labyrinth, made in 1986 by Jim Henson, who's more known for the Muppet Babies.
The Muppet Bastard, or whatever.
Muppets. Starring David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly. George Lucas produced this as well.
Yeah, I was about to say, George Lucas had his hands in this.
They also studio as well. Made for 25 million bucks, only brought in 12.7.
I believe it.
Well, it does have a cult following. I use the
Yeah, I'm about to say, I bet it did better on the.
Dark Crystal does too. The other choice. I think it's kind of. I don't know which one do you think has a better cult following, Dark Crystal or Labyrinth?
I hear Dark Crystal gets brought up more, but Labyrinth is more known for its puppeteers and shit like that, whatever. I
Yeah,
guess it'll
and.
depend on what people are. I don't know, whatever. Like recently, I've been also hearing Dark Crystal too, whatever. But I've heard Labyrinth in the past as well, whatever. I mean, I think Dark Crystal is noted as a better film, but I think this one is more noted for its better film if you like puppeteers,
And the
whatever.
fantasy element.
Yeah, and
And the music. I'm not gonna lie, the music.
that music's cool, whatever. I'm not, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm not really that big of a fan of fantasy, to be honest.
Yeah.
For some reason, I started to notice with some people is you either like one fantasy movie or you don't or whatever you pick one. Like people has it like, oh, I love Lord of the Rings. Here, fuck that Harry Potter, Twilight, and all that shit, whatever. Or I love this, whatever. I noticed that with me that when I look at fantasy, I honestly don't give a shit. Like Lord of the Rings, I think is long and boring, to be honest, or whatever.
I like Two Towers.
I don't know. I cannot get into that fucking series for nothing. No matter how many times I try to watch that shit or whatever, I just cannot get into that
Well, it's
motherfucker.
actually true. I mean, there's movies, fantasy movies. We'll even throw Star Wars in there because that's kind of a
Yeah,
fantasy.
I was gonna say Star Wars too. I'm not even into Star Wars now.
Yeah, you
So.
said it last week that Star Wars sucks in your
Yeah.
mind. I mean, it's really your preference. I mean, you don't like have to, if you like certain movies, you're not a fan of fantasy. I mean, I like Labyrinth a lot. I like Lord of the Rings. I like Harry Potter. But I don't like all fantasy movies.
Even this one, I remember seeing as when I was younger and enjoyed it, but rewatching it again or whatever, I wasn't really into it. I was like, maybe I really do not like fantasy then. Or I really like, I didn't hate it, but I was just like, I'm not really getting involved. And I don't know, maybe it's the story of fantasy that I can't really get into as much or whatever. I don't know what it is, whatever. But I've noticed that a lot with fantasy lately that I cannot get into it for nothing. I don't know why. Maybe it's the crazy
And
music
it's a
growing.
shame you don't see a lot of fantasy movies now.
No,
I mean,
not a lot of good ones either.
Ender's Game Fantasy? In other words, that more sci-fi.
Guess it's more sci-fi, but I wanted to say there was something like that that was more fantasy that came out recently. I don't.
Well,
Or
Lion Witch Wardrobe.
that's a fantasy, definitely.
That's fantasy.
Narnia,
Narnia, yeah, that's an Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia. Shit, I
Twilight.
would even say what's that movie with the dragons? Aragorn.
Yeah, the one that bombed.
Yeah, that one, that one that
Hobbit,
bombed, yeah.
Hobbit.
Hobbit, yeah, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. I mean, the only one I really got into it was Harry Potter.
Yeah, and I love Harry Potter as well.
Yeah, I loved Harry. The longer Harry Potter went on for me, I thought the better it got.
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree with you.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. Dude, I walked out of Fellowship of the Ring to the theaters. I
Did
walked
you
out.
really?
Yeah, I walked out. I was like in sixth grade at
Well, that
the time I
was
walked
probably the most boring one.
out. No, I was in seventh grade. I walked out like at the like 30 minutes into the film. I walked out.
Holy shit, are you serious? You
I
missed like a whole another 3 hours.
was bored out of my fucking
Yeah, because the whole 30 minutes is it's all Frodo in the Shire. So
And I didn't rewatch it till 3, 4 years ago, remember? Because they all came on at Stars, and I was like, all right, I need to, because people talk about these fuckers, I need to sit down and just watch it. And I watched Fellowship of the Ring, and then I started like skipping through channels, and then I went back to it or whatever, and I watched it for a little bit longer. I was just like, so is Frodo and Sam gay? It's like, are they? He's like, Mr. Frodo! He's like, Sam, don't get in the water, you
Why
gotta
does he
get in.
always call him Mr. Frodo?
And for some reason, I just could not get into it. I was just like, if they come out of the closet, then I can just get into it. But then I watched Twin Towers, and I was just like, I still cannot get into this. I just do not.
Really, even with two towers, you can even. Wow.
Even for, what's the last one? Return of the King or
Return of the
whatever?
King.
Return of the King, I was just like, when stuff happens, I don't care about anybody that dies or anything like that. And then when stuff doesn't happen, it's just boring shit to me or whatever that's happening. I'm like, God damn. And Hobbit, oh my God. Once I found out that they had a fucking wizard with them and they could fly, I was just like, this is the most useless fucking movie ever. These motherfuckers can fly and they want to walk for 2 hours, 2.5 hours?
But it's fantasy. It's a very one. It's fantasy is probably one of the hardest movies to make due to the fact that you have to have a shitload of special effects.
You
Labyrinth,
have.
they played it cool with their puppets.
I think what fantasy is, you really have to immerse yourself in the world too, in order to get it.
Exactly. Yes, you have to like. I would throw Avatar in as well. Even though Avatar is amazing special effects wise, the
Yeah, I was gonna say
story.
Avatar almost throws you into the film more than you can throw
Exactly,
yourself into it or
but
whatever.
the story sucks.
Yeah.
How they have sex? Bullshit.
Was that even? Thank you. Let's combine our Negro brains together. Fuck. I don't know. The way James Cameron is going with more sequels and shit, it sure is sounding up like it's gonna be a fantasy, though.
I was talking to someone, and I like James Cameron. He made a brand new way to shoot movies.
Damn. This nigga always from Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, it's gonna hit him hard when he when find out Avatar 2 and 3 is not gonna make anywhere near this first one.
I don't know if it'll hit him so hard though, or whatever. Because I'm sure it'll make a shitload of money. Two will especially. Three probably not so much. People be like, all right, Cameron, you
Because I
really.
think they're releasing them like close together, aren't they?
Yeah, the year after they're doing the Star Wars thing,
Oh,
whatever
they're
it
doing
is,
the
in a
Star
year or
Wars?
whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I think two comes out in 2014 or 2015.
I think I want to say maybe December, January of 2014, 15. So,
Yeah, I think it was January. I mean, December, if I'm not mistaken. I remember he said it ended the year and shit like that. And I'm
but
like, damn, all the fantasy movies are coming out like towards the fall and winter, or whatever. Yeah, like
yeah, have you
Twilight.
noticed that? That always happens. That always comes out in like winterish. Like Hobbit, obviously, it's coming out in December's.
Hunger Games,
Hunger.
Twilight.
Why, wonder why that is. Are
I
they
guess
aiming
they.
at the Christmas crowd? Because that's kind of they usually really big fantasy movie comes around on Christmas.
Well, I guess summer is usually overcrowded, whatever, and
That yeah, it
I don't
is.
know. I think a fantasy movie in the summer would probably fail, to be honest.
That's
It
where
really would.
that's Labyrinth came out in June of 86, but summer movies weren't as big back then as they were now.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I don't think Hunger Games or Hobbit would fail in the summer. I don't think they would do as good though as they would if like they were released in. Obviously, they did better because they're released in the time where it's Oscar season and too many big budget
And
films
I
going on.
think Harry, the last Harry Potter came out in the summer too.
Yeah, I think it came out in
Ju
July or
it
August.
was July, and but everything else got released always around November-ish.
And fucking Harry Potter dominated
Did.
the end of that year. That
So.
motherfucker would not go away, dude. That motherfucker
But
dominated.
fantasy's not for everybody. It really isn't. I mean, you really have to have open mind. But thankfully, with
I just
Dark
figured that out.
Crystal and Labyrinth, these were our childhood movies. We
Yeah,
both
Dark
grew up in
Crystal, I
these.
still enjoy whatever.
Yeah, we both grew up watching these movies. I was 5 years old when when Labyrinth came out. Dark Crystal was two, so I didn't see that maybe until like after Labyrinth, but
I had that
it's
on VHS and Labyrinth, to be honest.
I have the collector's edition of Labyrinth on DVD. So it's really cool DVD to watch. You there? Okay.
I have them both on DVD too, Dark Crystal and Labyrinth or whatever. Yeah, you know what? Maybe it's because I grew up watching these fantasy films, whatever, and I look at them now and think of them more as childlike or whatever. I don't know.
Is it because these fantasy films are pretty much aimed for kids?
I'd like to say that, but then again, I love animated films
Harry
still.
Potter was aimed at, I would say Harry Potter was aimed at the kids.
Yeah, until like after which one? After the fourth one, I
Yeah,
think.
when Hermione started getting hot.
Yeah, because the first and second one I didn't really care for that much.
Compared to the other ones, fuck no, no,
Yeah,
no.
I think they're the most forgettable is because I think they stay too close to the book in those two, and they didn't really take too much creative licenses with it or whatever. But and I thought that the third one is when it started to get interesting and when they started like changing some things around or whatever to make it differentiate between the books and stuff, which I enjoyed that, to be honest. I don't know, I'd like to say that what you just said or whatever, but I watch a shitload of fucking Disney animated films still or whatever, so I don't know. It's just fantasy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty much your preference. It really is. But
I try. I really do sometimes.
yeah, you have to really go into it with like an open mind, I would say.
Yeah, I go into Lord of the Rings, well, at least last year is when I started to try to go into it. Last year, I tried to watch that shit like an open mind, whatever. And I just sitting there forgetting about shit, and I was just like sitting there and I was watching. And I'm just like, man, what else is on right now?
Okay, here's a good question that I would like comments from people because we don't have a age base, but fantasy movies, they're not for everybody. But do you? Here's a comment that I want people to answer in the comments. Do you think that fantasy movies hurt your childhood? Because we grew up in them and we're seeing. You got to think though, people now are getting Avatar, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter. They're getting the special effects. Back in weird day, we got shit.
I think that was probably much more the allure of it too, of
The
is
shit or the special effects?
the shit or whatever. I
The
mean, now
shit.
we're so, I mean, special effects sometimes, at least for me nowadays, doesn't blow you away that much. I mean, it's a plus in the movie, but now it's just kind of like, well, you know, like Avatar, it was fucking amazing looking at whatever, but wow, this story is boring.
Yeah, I think I've seen it in Pocahontas.
Yeah. Or any other Indian fucking film. I mean, he pretty much just took stories from other tribes and put it together. Which, you know, it's understandable. I mean, because James Cameron spent a lot of time on the effects and shit like that, whatever. I mean, but, you know, at the same time, it's like, it's not like he couldn't hire somebody to write the fucking story.
Yeah, he wrote it too, right? Everything's his,
Yeah.
right?
I think so, whatever. So
Fuck
it's
you,
like, he
James
spent all
Cameron.
this time. correction shit like that, then maybe you should hire somebody else to write this shit.
Fuck you, Cameron.
But, you know, that's Cameron's way. But, I don't know. When I was rewatching this, I don't know, I couldn't get into it.
Okay. But Labyrinth, it's about a girl, a teenager. How old is she?
Man, she's like 30, but...
No. Not when she was filming it, she wasn't 30.
Okay.
How old is she in the movie?
Probably, she had passed, like, 16.
And she has no friends?
You know what,
She was pretty hot.
I'm gonna say this right now, this is one goddamn reason why I can't get into fantasy, at least in this fantasy, or why I didn't like... I can see why I tolerated it as a kid, but not as an adult now, is because I couldn't stand this fucking bitch. I could not
really?
See that bitch at all. That bitch was annoying. She did one of my annoying tropes that I hate in film. She was that bitch kid that was fucking talking back, slamming doors and shit like that or whatever. It's like, bitch, who the fuck do you think you talking to?
Really?
You are too grown for that shit or whatever, especially at 16 or whatever. Come on now.
Yeah, she's 16 and she's pretty much at the beginning of the movie, she's in a park and she's playing by herself with the dog.
That shit was weird.
And she's 16. She's out. She's obviously beautiful. Shouldn't she have a boyfriend?
She's a brat, though. That's her. She's playing 16 in the movie, but she was acting like she was fucking 9.
Yes.
And another reason why I didn't like it either, or whatever. Well, her in general, because I didn't like her through the whole movie. I'll go ahead and say this right now. I didn't like her at all.
Okay.
Because later, in the earlier, she's playing an annoying little fucking brat, and then later in the film, whatever, she's just, oh, talking all white. She's like the whitest nigga I know.
Yeah.
But
and
in the beginning of the film, though, the shit she's talking about on her brother and shit like that, I was just like, okay, why am I supposed to like this person at all, or whatever?
Yeah, and you get the whole generic kid movie about the stepmother, that they make her evil.
In a way.
In a way. They even said it in the thing that, like, she treats me like the evil stepmother.
It's like, okay, I don't... You're a bitch, though! Like, I don't see... Like, they don't show you in the film at all, like, her treating her bad at all. She's just like, can you watch your brother? Oh, you're always asking me to watch them. I'm just like, okay, I'm already disconnected.
Yeah, then she goes in her room.
Slams the door.
And she has stuffed animals, figurines, everywhere.
Father is talking about, hey, are you in there? Can we talk? Whatever. Just go away. Whatever. I'm just like, you know what?
Well, they got the whole typical 16-year-old, but
10 minutes into the fucking film, I can't stand this bitch. I do not like that in movies about when they do that with kids. And I notice they do that a lot with white kids too, for some reason. Y'all beat y'all kids.
Yeah, then she goes...
That ain't tolerated in my mom's household. That shit wasn't tolerated.
Well, this was... Were they English? Or was it were they American? She kind of...
They sounded American to me.
Okay. Because it was shot in UK, so I was kind of curious.
The worst British... If it was, that would be the worst British accent ever then.
But she goes and checks on her brother, who's crying, and then, like, holds him and says, I wish the Goblin King would take you.
What kind of shit is that? In other words, if this wasn't fantasy, if this was real life, whatever, she's pretty much saying, I wish somebody would take you away and you die somewhere or whatever. But since it's fantasy, we gotta throw in some fantasy bullshit or whatever. So I wish a goblin would come take you away or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That is... Like, would you say that at all?
I got a little sister and a little brother. I was the oldest or whatever, and when I used to have a watch, I never once said that. Never once said, oh, I wish they'd take you away because you're crying or whatever and shit like that. No! You see why I don't like her, you see that?
Yeah, and then she puts him down, still crying. She walks away, and all of a sudden he stops.
It's funny because he's still crying, and she just puts him down, just like, well, whatever, and just walks out and go mind her own business, and just ignores. Just like, why don't you feed him or something or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he needs change. You didn't even check that.
You ever thought that maybe you shouldn't leave him in this room alone? He's a fucking toddler. Now he can't even walk. Can't talk. Can't do anything. He's a couple of months born, if not.
Well, the funny thing, the reason why she goes to the room is because her bear is missing from her room.
And she gets on him.
And it's a baby. This kid has to be like 4 months. Well, no.
It's pretty big, but it's not a 1 year old.
No, I'll say 9 to 10.
Yeah, 9 to 10 months or whatever. The baby was pretty big, but obviously the baby can't talk, walk, and has no teeth or whatever. It's not moving or anything like that. It's just it looks like it's fresh out the womb a couple of months later or whatever.
Yeah. And the bear, it's like the bear, you know, it's like not the bear got up and walked to the baby, you know, it's like the baby took the bear from a room.
Obviously, one of the parents gave it to the baby, or whatever, because the baby liked it, or whatever. She saw it because she has like a shelf of like stuffed animals and shit, and one was missing. She was just like, she threw a bitch. Where the hell? I forgot the damn bear's name.
Lancelot.
Like, Lancelot.
The funny thing is, she named her bear.
Yeah, I don't know that. You took goddamn all over that shit, first of all, bitch. Where you need to get a boy. Like you said, she's too damn hot to be.
She needs the D.
She needs to get D'd down. She needs the DTP real quick. She needs to drop them panties and start giving it up. Okay? Because damn.
And I'll give it to her.
Oh, I don't blame you. I would too. Whatever. This is the first time I didn't say it. An underage girl needs to get fucked.
Yeah. And Jennifer Connelly, even to this day, she's absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. But she always looks like she's constipated, but I don't know why.
She always looks like she's confused.
Yes! That is a better way to put it. She always looks confused. I mean, yeah, even in Requiem for a Dream, which she was in.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get to see her naked, but it was very not like, oh, that's awesome, you
like,
know?
Before the fantasy shit kicks in this film, like, even at the park scene or whatever, she's just looking up in the sky and shit. I'm just like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah, and after the baby gets... Well, in between the baby getting taken, you see all these goblins, mm-hmm. and they're like, goblins. She's gonna say it. And then
honestly,
after...
that's one thing I'm a fan of in the movie or whatever, is that they use puppeteers and shit like that.
Yeah, they, they won't happen now. Everything will be CG'd now. And that's, you know, that's...
Yeah, the only way you'll see that is in a fucking Sesame Street or Muppets movie. So.
Exactly. And, so, you know, she says, hope the Goblin King will take you away. Then he stops crying, and then the doors open up, and an owl flies in and turns into David Bowie's name's Jareth. Is that his name, Jareth?
You know, one thing I want to say, too, about the puppeteer and CG, because I know probably people are complaining about that, whatever. Let me just back CG up on this, first of all, because I know a lot of people are like, oh, why don't they use puppeteer anymore, whatever. I'm going to say this right now. CG is easier. It's cheaper.
It's cheaper?
Yeah, I would assume it's cheaper or whatever. Okay. As far as, like, you know, obviously puppeteer is going to be cheaper in, like, production budget, but, you know, like, you know, I mean cheaper, like, as far as effects.
Okay.
Puppeteers is like, would you want to put puppeteers in a goddamn Hobbit movie?
I never seen Hobbit.
Oh, or Lord of the Rings, then?
No.
Exactly. So, another thing, too, is it gets people's jobs. Go ahead and say that.
You know, puppeteers, they gotta have jobs, too.
Yeah, but not as much as the CG anime will, it gives them more jobs. It's like, what, fucking, there could be 100 people working on CG and shit or whatever. You see them credits roll up and you see all those names pop up and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Puppeteers, they can only hire a couple of people to do
they
that.
This is like straight puppeteers. Mm-hmm. So, but then David Bowie shows up.
I like David Bowie.
He was great in this.
Yeah, he was great in this. It was a character like him that sold me in the fantasy.
He just take the makeup and stuff away. He actually looks like he could be like a Goblin King. He actually played. He was very strong villain.
You remember the poem that she sung before David Bowie showed up and all that?
Yeah.
So you remember it? Can you
I can't recite it.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, can you preach it for us now, whatever. Because that shit was. I don't know that it was creepy the way she was saying it to a little baby. I was just like, where is this going?
Yeah.
She's almost 3 seconds away from talking about, don't you climb trees with me?
And that he pretty much says that he's taken her brother because that's what she requested.
Yeah, he did her a favor. Like, yeah. Movie.
And that she wants him back. And I'm like, okay, she obviously in her head, she's not right.
Because
she's living in a fantasy world. She says what she wants for the baby. It happens. Then she wants the baby.
Can I ask you a question? Now, okay, at the beginning of the movie, we don't get any kind of backstory of anything like this.
Yeah.
It's just, once she brings up Goblin King, you just assume it's there or whatever. Is this known throughout the world or whatever in this world?
That there's a Goblin King? He takes babies? Maybe all these goblins are babies.
Okay, because... I ain't gonna lie, I kind of lost point of why he took the baby and, like, why he had to wait at this specific time, why he could keep the baby or anything.
Well,
like
remember that,
No, I don't remember. That's why I'm asking.
At the, well, at the beginning of the movie, when she's in the park, there's a the barn, same barn owl is watching her at the park. So, yeah, I have no words for
That's what
that.
the was going.
Yeah, you kind of, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's just a kidnap. Maybe he's just a molester. I don't know.
So, okay, when he takes a baby and she gets taken to this world, I was assuming that she was still in her house or something like that at first. 'Cause I was just like, did he just tra why would he transport her to this world or whatever to
'Cause
give
well,
her a
she
chance?
kept pushing him that she wants him back,
Yeah, but
and
he
then
could
he
just easily
says,
ignore her, though.
"Well, probably because he looks like he likes to play games, and this is what he's
Yeah.
doing." Because he says she has to solve his labyrinth within 13 hours.
Yeah, I could get that. Okay.
Maybe that's what I mean. If he didn't, there'd be no movie. So.
I know, I was about to say, if he has all this power to where he can transfer to different worlds and shit like that, whatever, why did you just ignore that bitch then, whatever, and just be like, whatever, I'm just gonna go take the next baby now, whatever, you know, or whatever my goal is.
Yeah.
Why is he giving her a chance?
Yeah, she has to solve it like in 13 hours or
Yeah.
the baby becomes his.
Why? Why do you want that baby? Is that
I
baby
used to say
still
maybe the
yours?
babies turn into the goblins.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, well, those goblins were pretty, the ones that you first see, they're pretty tiny, so I don't know, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe he just wants his own kid. You know, I don't know. Let's call Law and Order SVU on this case. I don't
Get some semen samples up in here.
I don't know. Maybe he's just a child abductor. I don't know.
Funny, David Bowie here. He's left his semen here. You're not gonna find that in here. Well, then what is this, miss? Oh, were you assaulted?
Maybe
You
that's the
know I
kid's
was.
real dad. I don't know.
He's a kid's real dad. You bring up better points than the movie did.
It's. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it's a great question.
And see, that's my thing of fantasy. It always takes you right in there, and that's when you it, and that's that breaking point to where you have to be with the fantasy of the film, where you have to just cloud your judgment of asking those kind of questions or whatever. And yeah, I just can't do that anymore.
I mean, yeah, pretty much every movie there's a lot of questions, but fantasy there's a because y there's no backstory to really. There's like you said, there's no backstory to this at all. That's like it just raises very good points.
Well, the thing about fantasy too is I could go along with it if it was already set in that world, but since we start in the human world and just get taken to another world, that's where it always throws me off in fantasies.
Yeah. So.
And her reaction to it was like, I've been here before, you know?
And why 13 hours?
Yeah, what was so, they never set a date, so I was just like, is it like Michael Myers gonna come back that Friday or something?
That's just. That's like 13 hours, just random time.
It's
You could have
random
been a
number.
dick and said, "You have 45 minutes to solve my labyrinth." I'm like, you
Yeah.
fucker.
He's like, I never felt like he was really giving her that of a hard time. It seemed like he just kept giving her chances, to be honest. Like, I was just like, why? You talk about why she won't break is because she has all these options or whatever. I mean, like, if I had all those choices, neither, I would keep going, you know?
Yeah. And then at the beginning of the labyrinth, she meets Huggle,
Yeah.
a grumpy dwarf who was killing fairies with like spray.
Who wanted to fuck her at the end of the movie?
Yeah, and he was pissing too.
Because she was just
Pissing in
like,
the water.
I think David Bowie was like, you think she'll hug you or some shit like that at the end of whatever? You think she'll like you? It's just like, he's just sitting there looking like, oh, well.
And he says, if she kisses you, I'm gonna throw you in the internal bog or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, I'll turn you into a prince or something like that or whatever, or some shit like that. I was just like, okay, this is getting kind of creepy now. What the
Yeah.
fuck? What are you talking about? Even when he popped up in her window, or her mirror, or whatever, he had just look at his face like, thought I was gonna let you go, bitch. She was the only one he hugged. They started hugging. He would not let that go. I was just like, well, it's kind of gross.
Yeah, and then he pretty much puts her on the path because it's pretty much a labyrinth. If no one ever, it's like a long maze. It's like it's just a maze. You know, it's just both sides are best. And she talks to like this worm about going through like a invisible wall,
Yeah.
and then she walks this way, and they go, "Oh," he goes, "No, don't go that way." "Oh, I'll go this way." And they go, "If you went that way, you've gone straight to the castle." I'm like, "You bitch."
It's not a, yeah, exactly, you dumb bitch. It's not a challenge if you got these little fucking things helping you. David Bowie, maybe you should have thought about that when you decided to bring this bitch to your world.
I know, and he obviously, this is his world. He controls every. Well, Does he? Does he control everything in this world?
The king, right?
Because you have Ludo, who's that giant Sasquatch thing.
Yeah, but he's the Goblin King, though, you know? At the same time, I'm just assuming, like, you know, there's probably things out there that persist against the Goblin King's power and shit like that, but...
Yeah, maybe.
They're not, like, you know, like, that's snail. There ain't no fucking threat to the Goblin. Come on.
It's a snail. Just step on it.
Yeah, exactly. We just throw his little ass. Or even Sasquatch. Sasquatch ain't got a fucking brain, so...
No. And it pretty much...
He got captured by midgets. What'd that tell you?
Yeah. Midgets with, little creatures biting on their top of their staffs, and if you move their heads, or move their helmets, they can't see.
Oh my gosh. I like it. If only I had something to throw, and then two rocks just randomly roll down.
Well,
like...
he calls the rocks.
What?
You remember remember at the end, he roars and rocks show up. He goes, because he's friends with the rocks.
You see why I'm not into this. You really gotta disbelief this shit. I'm not denying what Zeke says, because that is true what he said, but wow.
It's a kid's movie. This is aimed at 12-year-olds.
12 is too old.
9-year-olds.
It's too old.
4-year-olds.
Yeah, there you go.
But, I mean, throughout the whole labyrinth, she meets, she has the gesture doors, which is one talks to the other.
Yeah.
She falls through, and then and then all these hands are grabbing her, and the hands make faces, and they talk. And, you know, some of those hands are probably copping a feel on her.
Oh, legit. I think everything, why not? She's looking so confused and shit.
Yeah, and then she goes in this tunnel with Huggles there. This is after, you know, he says, give her this apple. I'm like, there's Snow White for you.
Yeah, and David Bowie comes in and he checks her out, and he's like, why don't you quit or whatever? Just give up and shit like that.
Do you like that he did that? Because he kept, like, egging her on?
Well, it goes back to what you said as far as, like, I guess he likes this. He teaches it as a game because I guess people have tried this before and he's broken them.
Mm-hmm. What happens to them? If they fail, what happens to them?
I don't know. That's the thing. Neither or whatever. I don't know. It's like, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing a remake of this. Let's go ahead and say that.
With how much money it made, I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it'll never happen, whatever. Obviously,
it probably would have happened by now, but I don't think it's good. There was a sequel that I think bombed.
Yeah, it did.
But didn't have any original people, so.
I would like a lot of this. That's the thing about fantasy, too, is they briefly don't go into things or what happens and stuff like that. And I at least as a child, you can do that, whatever, but as an adult, I just can't suspend my disbelief, whatever, if you're not going to explain all the shit that I'm confused about or whatever, or if this might happen or whatever. Because, like you said, what would it happen if she was just to give up? Would she just lose her mind and end up in limbo in this world, or what?
It's not Inception.
It's Inception, man. Everything is Inception.
And then she pretty much gets separated from the group. Then she meets these, what do they call it, fire gang that can pull their heads off.
That was the weirdest part in the movie, where I had to pause and was like, all right, Assassin's Creed, time to come back up.
I don't know what they were.
That was the worst part. I mean, granted, it's the 80s, but goddamn, everything else was passable, but that had to be the worst shot in the movie. They was dancing and shit.
Singing a song, and then she's running away because they thought they can take her head off.
This is the ultimate pedophile movie. The ultimate, that's exactly what that shit looked like.
Take her head off, and then she climbs this thing, and all of a sudden these heads are flying because they wagged their ears like wings.
Had to be on some serious LSD to make this movie, I swear.
Well, it's Jim Henson. Look where he's done his life. He's been around Muppets his whole life.
You've had to be on some serious LSD.
I mean, yes, I respect Jim Henson as a filmmaker and what he's done for the entertainment, but the guy was fucked up.
Yeah, he did a lot of drugs in the time. That's no pun intended there, whatever. I mean, the guy did. It's known that he's done drugs and shit like that, whatever. And obviously, it's seen through this movie. Honestly, sometimes when you come up with fantasy shit like this, I wouldn't be surprised if half the people are high on some LSD or something like that. But you know what? LSD seems to bring out the best of work out of people. Look at the Beatles.
Exactly. And she finally meets up with Huggle and Ludo, and then she meets another guy, Squirrel.
Yeah, congrats on Z remembering all these names and shit.
Well, I got Wikipedia up.
Oh, okay, I'm about to say
I knew Huggle. I couldn't remember the beast's name,
Yeah, I
but
know Huggle's the only one I remember, to be honest.
he I don't know what it was. I think it was a squirrel or a raccoon or a fox. I don't know what the hell that thing was.
It looked like a fox at the end when I saw it again, because it got a like it stayed on him longer in the camera or whatever. It looked like a tiny little fucking fox, though.
Yeah, Sir Didymus.
Wow.
And the dog was the dog from the freak from Sarah's human world. It was the same exact dog. And they went across this bridge.
It makes you wonder, was this even real then? Or was this in that
That
girl's head?
I at the end, I think it's in her head.
It makes you wonder, you remember that little display of stuffed animals that she had? Did she bring those motherfuckers to real life in her head?
Well, if you look at it, all everything that's in this world is a stuffed animal or in her room somehow.
So,
So
did any of this really happen, or did she just create a fantasy in her head?
I think that's exactly what it is. She's high on LSD, or she got raped really, really violently, and she went to a happy place, and this is what came out.
You know what? I heard because it was raining at the beginning. Where I heard the rain in the 80s it was made of LSD. She was looking in the sky. It must have hit her eyeballs or something like that. It must have.
But they went across this bog internal stench, and if you touch it, you smell for like lifetimes, whatever. And then Ludo calls these rocks, and they make a bridge. And don't you think, because they're walking on these rocks that came out from the bog, they're touching that stuff. Don't you think
Yeah.
they'll smell?
I would assume that the rocks would still be absorbed by that smell or whatever, and yet it would still touch them in a sense of way or whatever.
Exactly.
Or even walking past it though, at least say like the wind blows some sand up and you walk away from the sand. If the wind blows that shit, it's still gonna land your way somehow or whatever. So I'm assuming that some kind of debris or something had to like fly their way to where they smelled a little bit. Not a lot, but just a little bit.
And then Sarah eats the peach, not the apple, but it's still a Snow White reference. And then she pretty much falls into a sleep or a trance, and then we get a fantasy inside a fantasy of her at a
Which is Inception.
ballroom. Yeah,
Which is
it's a
Inception.
her at a
That's
ballroom or a masquerade, and with Jareth, and she's dancing with him, trying to
absolutely
seduce
fucking
her.
hilarious.
I think he was in love with her.
Yeah.
I think Jareth was in love with her.
I don't know what was going on. I don't know
And
what's
after that, after she wakes up, she meets like this hoarder lady who just packs stuff on her back. And she recreates her old room, and she thought it was a dream, and it wasn't. It was still in Jareth's land.
Maybe Jareth was in love with her because of she kept going on. Maybe people
Because
just
she was
wouldn't.
strong.
I guess, yeah. I guess it's the weakest strong ever, but yeah, I'm sure. You're strong when you do shit by yourself, not when other people assist you to get there.
Well, she gets away from the hoarder lady, and she goes to the go she meets up with Ludo and Sir Didymus, and they approach the Goblin Cat City, and a giant robot where Huggle saves them that
Yeah,
the goblins are controlling.
that bear robot from the Power Rangers movie is what her
Yeah.
name.
Saber-tooth Tiger.
Yeah, Sabretooth Tiger. Oh, Tom the Boogie with the bear.
So this is the rejected trans this is rejected Power Ranger
Yeah, this is a
robot.
rejected Power Ranger. I always thought Flash Gordon was a rejected Power Ranger, but yeah, sure, this
I
has
see
been too.
that. And then Sarah forgives Huggle for like the after betraying her for like 7 times, and
Yeah, for the 20th odd 200 time, whatever. Get towards the ending now.
she they he fight they fight all the goblins by throwing rocks and beating people up and beating all the goblins up. And the guy, you gotta think, Sarah's so much taller than these goblins. Especially Ludo, who's like, I don't know, maybe 8 feet tall.
She's taller. She's got more body mass. She's wider than him. I mean, these little things.
Did you say
Nothing even
whiter
close.
whiter than them?
Wider.
Oh, I thought you said whiter.
That too. She's wider than all of them. Whatever. Because you can't understand a damn thing nobody says in here except for her and Dave Bowie. Whatever. Everybody else is mush mouth. Yeah. You would imagine that really nothing in this movie, or at least in this world, poses a threat to her.
Imagine a black person, they'll bring out a gun and start shooting those goblins.
Game Boy, be like, you got 12 hours to pass, or 30, whatever that fucking random ass time, 13 hours to pass this maze. He'd be like, okay, well, you got about 10 minutes to give me my fucking car back where if I put a bullet in your ass.
Yeah. Then she makes it to his lair, which you see earlier when they he says that even he goes the you know the time's going. He goes, he even tells Toby the baby that in like 9 hours you'll be mine, and they sing the a really good song with the goblins.
I didn't care for it.
You didn't, obviously.
I didn't care for any of the music, to be honest with her.
I like the last song where she's where it's a maze of, where it's like the whole thing of stairs, and he's singing to her.
Okay, yeah, that one was good.
That was cool. And that was a very cool scene, too, where he's...
That was the only sound of music I liked in the whole film. Where nothing really stuck out or whatever. It sounded like shit that belonged on a the CW network.
This is the song and the scene. Because, you know, she's going everywhere, and he's showing up wherever she goes. And she's chasing the baby. The baby's crawling away, and it's like... just a maze of stairs, and
I like how he says I can alter time and all that shit. Why don't you alter the 13 hours?
Yeah, because he did. He made the clock. He made the clock faster earlier on.
Yeah, so because
she was getting so far away, so far.
Why don't you do it again and make that 13 hour speed the fuck up, Dan? How about that? Yeah. Nothing makes sense in this fucking movie. Jesus Christ.
And then.
All right, you ain't got to rewrap the whole goddamn thing. I don't hear the whole fucking movie over.
No,
get to the
this is
now,
the end. Shit. I'm at the end. He goes, the thing that beats him, you know, she doesn't even get the baby. She says, you have no power over me.
No shit.
And it beats him. He, like, acknowledges he's gone, and they return home, and nothing happens. She
obviously,
says,
"It's like, come on now, girl. You're in his world, but you're still you. You're you. He doesn't control you or anything. So obviously, he doesn't have any power over you. He has power over this world. He can manipulate things, but he can't manipulate you.
No, so, it's not like he's not like he's in her head.
No. So wow, it's like this bitch took like fucking hour and a half to learn this message or whatever. It's like, goddamn. I honestly never thought she learned anything about why she needs to save her brother. Matter of fact, the brother never really gets, or whatever, the stepbrother never gets showed up at the end, like to the point where her and her family reconcile or anything like that. It's just her in this crazy ass fantasy world she's living in because this is not real. This is going on in her head. I'm gonna go ahead and just make that the conclusion that
it has
this
to
is
be.
Going on in her head.
Maybe in reality, it's like Shutter Island where she's really in a she's a psychotic patient.
Now that would have been a great ending where the guy's been sitting in like a fucking straight deck and just rolling back and forth where I'd be like, oh.
But where would she even where I mean, where would you even get the line, you have no power over me? You know, where would that even muster up that you would say that?
Well, and I agree with you on that part too, is because it never once in the movie felt like he was controlling her or whatever.
Exactly.
She's doing her own thing or whatever as far as, like, that never once got brought up that the Goblin King, Jareth or whatever, was controlling anything that was moving on. I mean, all the things seemed like they were, that was helping her seemed to be doing it on their own free will, and all the ones that were against her, I guess, whatever, it's because they're just minions. It's not like he was controlling them or anything like that. I mean, everybody's gonna have their minions or whatever. I mean, even, what's his fucking name? The one that keeps fucking, Hoggle?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hoggle or whatever. He even tells her he just scares me. That's all that is. Whatever. It's like, see, he doesn't control anybody. Or whatever. He just fears. He's running shit out of fear right now.
Well, obviously he can manipulate stuff because he always has that glass ball that turns into anything.
Mm-hmm. But he can manipulate the environment, not the people, though.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
So Hoggle tells her or whatever. You know, pretty much run things by fear. Where I'm afraid of him. He doesn't own me, though. Whatever. You know. And if I was that goddamn short and fucking short and ran into this dude power, I'd be fucking afraid too. You know. My life is on the line. So I'm gonna just be nervous as fuck or whatever. But for her, you have no power over me. Then he just vanishes into there. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, it's just weird that beat him.
I wish there was something like a source of his power or something like that that she had to destroy or whatever. I don't know. That'd be a lot better than the fucking words that she said.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it's just weird that's
like
the
one. Like that glass.
Yeah?
That glass ball he's carrying around. Maybe she's like, oh, if I destroy this, you have no power over my brother or control or anything like that. I was like,
well, he had a shitload of them.
Yeah, the brother was a gimmick just for her to go in this world.
Yeah. And then at the house, you know, Toby's fine and stuff, and She keeps seeing Ludo, Sir Didymus, Hoggle, and they go, "Do you need us?" And they go, "I need you." And then all of a sudden, everyone's there. Even the bad goblins are there, and she's hugging everybody like it's a party.
was a party. They had like shoestrings and shit like that. Her father comes and knocks on the door. Is everything okay there? Whatever. All right. Yeah. Just. What did she tell him? She told him something. Whatever.
She's
She
like,
was
"I'm in
married.
here." They're like, "We're home, Sarah. Like, are you
Yeah.
here? Like, where the fuck would she go with the baby?" Well,
First of
obviously, they
all.
went to another land, but still.
First of all, her door is closed. Whatever. So like, is the brother? First of all, the brother in there? We don't know that. I
No,
mean,
the brother, she checked, the brother's in the crib.
okay, the brother's in the crib, whatever. But oh yes, that's right. He did check in there. But at the same time, it's like she closes her door and nobody's home, and the fucking baby's in there by herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you should ever leave your child again with this girl again, ever again. Where she's got to be the worst fucking babysitter. And the parents barely just walked away, and they don't hear this fucking noise going on.
Well, obviously,
Obviously,
it's in her head.
it's in her head. This is all in her head.
I mean, yeah, it's crazy. It's like a very, it's crazy, but still, it's in her head. She, I
Literally
mean,
is in her.
she just forgives the goblins that have been trying that stole her baby brother.
She doesn't give a fuck about that boy, dude. She cares about these stuffed puppets more than she did any fucking human being ever or whatever, because she treats her family like shit.
And she even gave that the bit her bear Lancelot to the baby, which I'm like, oh no, I'm
Oh,
like,
now you understand that or whatever. At the
it
same
kind of
time,
made her appreciate her brother. I don't know.
I guess. I fucking guess. I didn't
It was
guess.
like an after-school movie.
It really was. She starts hugging all these fucking people and shit, talking about, yeah, I do need you. For what? What do you need them for? I'm sorry, that was like some creepy Chris Hansen shit right there, where she's like, say you need me. Why are you
Take a
respectful?
seat over there.
I think she was fucking paralyzed because when she was looking in that window, she looked like she was under a fucking spell or something. She was just like, I
Was
need
she on
you.
LSD?
She was on LSD, really, on her head over. I do need you.
And that.
And then she turns around, they're all there, or whatever, and she's like, "Yay, don't ever leave again." I'm like, "Oh my god."
And then the last shot you see is the owl looking out the window, like he goes up, like, you know, and flies away.
He goes to
Like the
Hogwarts.
whole impending sequel thing.
Yeah, he goes to Hogwarts. He says, "Fuck this. I'm done with this shit. I'm going to some real fantasy."
Then he died. Then the owl dies, like in the
Yeah,
seventh
the
episode.
storm hit it hard. That LSD rain hit
Yeah.
it. Oh man, what would you give it?
I love this movie growing up. You know, what?
Like you said, growing up. What about
Was a
now?
kid, but I love this, and I had a massive crush on Jennifer Connelly when I saw this.
Bet
I'm
you
just gonna give
was.
it a regular old medium. You know, it's okay for what it was back in '86. You know, it's puppets and Jim Henson and Lucas. You know, story wise, it's out there.
'86. It's got puppets and Jim Henson, and it's like, it's
It's
okay.
okay. It's okay for the time period. I mean, if this was made today, it would have got a big fuck it. But for '86, and this was a very, I've seen this movie a lot when grow, you know, as a kid, and I don't hate it. It's the stories out there. The I do like the music. I still like some of the songs in this movie. It's a passable movie. It's okay.
Well, now to be the asshole of this crew, whatever. That music was unmemorable, except for one song. It was some campy Fox shit or whatever. Honestly, whatever. Musical numbers kind of go nowhere, to be honest. If anything,
There is a lot of unneeded songs.
there was a lot of unnecessary shit just happening at some part. I was just like, why did that? I kept saying that a lot when I was rewatching. I was like, what? As a matter of fact, I had a lot more questions going into this movie than I did have answers. And I don't
Well,
know if that's
does
a
that make a
positive
good
thing.
movie?
I don't think that's what I was just about to say. It's like, I don't know if that's a good thing of a movie then or not or whatever, because then I'm just appreciating its visual effects as a child, because the visual effects in here 2013 look like shit. So I don't know if that's a good thing, that if I have a shitload more questions every goddamn scene more than I do answers or whatever. Because I don't think any of my questions got answered in this film. And all the stuff we just said, we're just assuming. That's what
Yeah.
the guy had in mind when he made this. Or more of us just go along with it or whatever. Sarah, she's such a fucking brat at the beginning. Her dad and stepmother aren't that cruel or negligent. Because that's what she keeps saying. Like, oh, they're doing it. It's just like, honestly, I can't get... She seemed to only go after the stolen Toby only out of self-preservation. Not out of any fraternal love or...
She never said I love you at all.
Yeah, exactly. If anything, she's the one that cost him... You know what? She might as well have sent him to hell. I wish you'd go to hell. Pretty much. You want to make this realistic, whatever. I wish the devil would come and take you away.
Yeah, shit, that might be fucking worse.
Yeah, it could be worse because these puppets, all they want to do is just rape Jennifer Connelly anyway, whatever.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
This is eating me up right now. This is eating me up. Kid, liked it. Don't.
Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta be at LSD to watch this as an adult.
Yeah, man, because it does a lot of tropes that I hate in movies today or whatever. Mainly with this fucking girl or whatever who I can't stand in the whole fucking movie because she's just an annoying brat of a bitch, to be honest, or whatever.
Do you think she got better towards the end?
She has no motivation, that's why, whatever.
Her motivation is to save her baby brother.
She didn't give a fuck about that kid. What are you talking about? Like I said, she had no self-preservation of wanting to save that kid, whatever. You hear her saying this or whatever, but then why you damn them to this, whatever? And to the point of that, and then even at the end or whatever, there was no reconciliation between that kid and her family or anything like that. She was more concerned with them fucking puppets that doomed her to that fucking place than she did the baby.
What if she did not win, what would she tell her parents? What happened to the baby?
It should have been more of ending like, oh, do you need us? It's like, yeah, but I have to let you guys go because, you know,
I'm about to get
you
fucked.
You guys aren't real, first of all. And then she should have stayed. It should have ended with her in a room with a baby brother or something like that, with her and them getting along more or whatever. Because that's pretty much the whole meat of this fucking story is obviously the baby is used as a gimmick just for her to encounter these puppets. Because obviously the bitch is crazy. So obviously I'm giving it a fuck it.
You're giving a fuck it.
Yeah, I did. I did not want to watch this shit over again. It's crazy. I could be nice, be a low stream, but I don't really like anything of the movie or whatever.
Except Bowie.
Yeah, Bowie's awesome or whatever, but you know what? He's barely in the fucking film, honestly. He just pops up in snippets, and then at the end, that's when he gets his to-do. Mm-hmm.
And you don't really feel like...
I don't feel the girl's motivation at all or whatever, because she doesn't even like the kid.
You don't get that, but you also don't get his true power over the whole labyrinth.
Especially if he can fucking manipulate time. And you're talking about still only 9 hours left. Why don't you just speed that's like in The Hobbit, whatever. It's like, oh, Gandalf can summon fucking birds to fly us here or whatever. But yet, where the fuck was this 2 hours ago in this movie, whatever?
And where was it in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, where the fuck was this in Lord of the Rings, whatever? It's like, nobody ever once goes to him and say, you know you're a wizard, right? I'm sure you could summon something that could, like, I'm sure you could put together a car. So, and here it's like, well, you know you're the king, right? Obviously, you keep talking about what you can do, and you just manipulate time, and time is speeding like a motherfucker. Why is it taking so long for this 9 hours to pass?
And where do you get a 13-hour clock?
Oh.
Maybe that's a day in his land.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe he has the time frame of Dragon Ball Z in his world. I don't know.
But, wow, fuck it. I wasn't expecting that one.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it either or whatever, but then started thinking about it. I was just sitting there looking like...
It's all because of her she has no motivation in the movie, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
The main character in here is a bitch. Why should I go along with her?
She's still great to look at, but...
She deserves every bad thing that's going to happen to her, including getting raped.
Well, she's going to get electroshock therapy after this anyway, so...
Oh, she needs to get off the fucking LSD is what she needs to do. I can't believe I had to follow somebody's LSD trip or whatever. I could do that in Compton. I don't have to do that in a movie.
I can do that in Compton. Okay.
Exactly, or whatever. Compton, baby. We could do that there. I can watch a nigga get high and tell me his problems all day. First comment here comes from Megan D. Megan D. comes off worried. She said, just watch this film based off your guys' review and absolutely loved it. Is there any film you guys can think of that was amazing that no one saw that you can recommend? Yeah, Labyrinth. No,
I'm going to say Hatchet as a horror movie.
Yeah, I guess nobody reaches that no more.
Yeah, Hatchet was never... It's got a small cult following, but It wasn't as big as what it could have been.
Yeah, I got one. It was just recently. Dread. Wait, saw that shit.
Well, was Dread really a movie to remake?
Once again, the remake, not the original shit.
That's what I'm saying. Was.
Yeah, it was, because it was badass. What are you talking about? Was it good to remake? Yeah, because they made it better.
Well, yeah, anything would have been better than the original, but
It was, matter of fact, it was phenomenal. That's how it was, where it was fucking amazing, whatever. I was like, wow. That goes to show you that a remake can be better than the original if the original was shit. You don't have to make it the same thing or whatever. And they did 20, they did 100 times better than what that was.
yeah.
I already saw it, though.
I mean, there's a lot of movies nobody's seen. Well, fuck. You know what? I'm gonna say it right now. Rush.
A lot of people saw it. I mean, it didn't do gangbusters or whatever, but it made its money back, so.
But I'm still gonna throw it out there. Should have been a lot better than it was.
I guess. If it makes a budget back, I assume that people saw it, so.
I'm standing by Rush and Hatchet.
Even though Rush made his money back, but okay.
Okay, I'm just saying it could have been a lot better, but the movie was amazing.
don't think there was good marketing behind it. That's more marketing than it is, whatever. I mean, I
Yeah.
barely saw any shit for it anyway.
Yeah, I clearly agree.
Only reason why I saw it was because of the fucking trailer, but you know, shit like Hatchet and Dredd had fucking multiple trailers. Oh, this is coming out, whatever. I mean, Oscar movies don't really get much of a buzz until.
And plus, you never know when they're going to come out. Like Dallas Buyers Club, I've seen the commercials, not playing where I live.
Oh,
But.
that's another reason why I limited theaters too, whatever.
Yeah, and that's kind of like a big fuck you to people that want to see that movie, too, that
Well,
can't.
they re-release it when turns, you know, like Oscar season or whatever. Obviously, Rush is going to be nominated or whatever, but
And Dallas
maybe.
Buyers Club probably might, too, so. Maybe.
We will see. Maybe.
But like last year, Zero Dark Thirty got released in the big cities, I want to say around Christmas, then didn't get released nationwide until like the second week of January.
Yeah, it got released first week of December, to be honest, for me.
Oh, for you? Okay, so it was a month, then it got released nationally a month later, after it got
Yeah.
nominated for Golden Globe, I believe.
And then around Christmas time is when it got released in more major cities. And
Yeah.
then after, like you said, after the Golden Globes is when it got like its worldwide release, I guess, so if anything.
And that's the one thing I don't understand is that obviously Oscar voters and Golden Globe voters are in the big cities. There's not one like in Toledo, you know. They get to see it beforehand, but why wouldn't you just release it nationwide at that time? Why do you have to have the gap?
Because the public is stupid, that's why. The public is stupid. They don't know. I mean, not to say the Academy is smart or whatever, but the Academy is the ones that's going out to see these movies or whatever. That's why the Academy movies don't make shitload of money until Oscar season, until Oscars roll around or whatever. I mean, it ain't Man of Steel or anything like that. I mean, if you was to put Man of Steel up against fucking Rush, what do you think would do better?
Man of Steel.
Nobody would go see Rush because it's. Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, that's how it works out. And 9 times out of 10, that smaller movie is going to be better than that summer blockbuster movie.
Okay. It's just something that's just weird that they I didn't really understand why they do that, but you make a valid point.
Don't be heart.
I'm not
Don't be
heartbroken.
heartbroken.
I'm not. It's just that there's some
I
movies
know
I want
you.
to see that aren't getting released. Well,
I
whatever.
know you're heartbroken, though. You'll see Dallas Buyers Club. Don't worry. It won't hurt you. You'll see it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Here, give me a hug now. Come on. All right. You'll see it
I'll see it.
eventually.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think you're gonna see that on DVD, to be honest. I don't think that's getting a wide release.
Or streaming. I'll stream
Yeah,
it.
because Matthew McConaughey, he doesn't do wide releases anymore.
I just want to see him
At
when
least
he's,
it's.
lost all that weight. I just want to see how he does, so.
You'll probably see that in Wolf on Wall Street because I made some comparisons in that movie. I recorded the trailer and paused that motherfucker. He still looks skinny in that
I
movie.
think he did him at the same time, didn't he?
I can't remember actually. Someone did bring this up last week, and I don't remember what it was now. But if you look under that suit, which is his neck area, you can see that he really didn't gain that much weight back. So, you know what? He did Wolf on Wall Street after. Dallas Buyers Club came first, where he was. I remember because it was reading the story. He was trying to gain the weight, but he was having trouble too.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't think he needed to lose the weight, to be honest. But
For to play in which one?
for Dallas Buyers Club,
What play, he was an HIV, wasn't he?
well, yeah, but he was before that though. He was already that way. It's like
Oh, okay.
really need to. I mean, because I never really saw him as big. I mean, he's muscular and shit like that. Don't get me wrong. He's in great shape or whatever, but. He wasn't like Tom Hardy size or anything like that.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he was like an average size muscular guy, or whatever, who was in shape, or whatever. I thought he could have just stayed away, but because he that was bodybuilder, he looked creepy looking at times, whatever, or skinny as he looked. I was just looking, I was like, dude, you do not look healthy right now.
Well, you can say it was Christian Bale. How much weight did he lose from Machinist?
Christian Bale is a fucking pro at that, though. Like, like Christian.
Well, didn't he do Machinist? Didn't he do like the Dark Knight?
He did the yeah,
Batman. The Batman Begins.
Yeah, then he did the Fighter and lost more.
Yeah,
more weight than he did in the machine.
That's
the machine.
That's very unhealthy. But still, he like he was like toothpick size.
That was unhealthy.
Because I remember that in Machinist where he's walking through the thing and you see his ribs and you know, dude,
yeah.
That's why he's an amazing actor.
Yeah, and I think that his doctor told him, dude, that's not healthy for you to be doing that shit.
No, no, especially, yeah, no.
He probably looked at him and was like, I'm Batman.
that's his answer for everything.
Sometimes somebody gives him some negative feedback or whatever, he just looks out and goes like, but I'm Batman. And this doctor looked at him and was like, I know that, Mr. Bill, but still, it's but I'm Batman. Goddamn, just give him the prescription, get him out of here.
And on the bottles it says Batman.
It says Batman. It says Bruce Wayne.
Oh, Christian Bale, you are awesome.
You really are awesome, my friend. It is sad to see you go, but you gotta go,
He's not dying.
But he's not Batman no more. See? He's not Batman. He's the people. The people's Batman. He's my Batman. Where is he? Oh, you will be missed, Bill. You will be missed. But his next movie, looks amazing. Like it.
Out of the furnace.
Looks amazing. I don't really give a shit.
Out of the furnace.
Out of the furnace.
Oh, I know.
Gold and everything. Yeah, out of the furnace.
Comes out in 2 weeks, I think. 2 weeks nationally, right?
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to see. That's that looks awesome, and it's got Casey Affleck in it. And Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson's playing a bad guy.
And from the trailers, he kind of reminds me of when he was in Seven Psychopaths. But he's not probably going to be as goofy. But that movie looks amazing.
He looks more serious in this one.
Yeah.
He looks like he still has that comedic tone to him, but he looks more a little serious in Seven Psychopaths.
He's always going to have that comedic tone to him.
It's funny because. Yeah, because he's a charming, charismatic guy.
He is, so. Yep, gonna be a good, good
take
next.
Away from, but, Nick, yeah, next comment here comes from Nick. He says, Warrior, do you guys think this film will become a cult classic or will just remain unnoticeable?
Warrior? I'll remain unnoticeable. Warrior. It's been 2 years. It's gonna be.
I was gonna say, I don't hear anybody talking about this movie, so.
No, it's at the. I was at the video store the other day, and it's you know it is 2 years past you know it came out, and it's for $1, and it's only one copy. Obviously, you know this movie's forgettable. I mean, not it's amazing movie, but it's forgettable because it's already been 2 years and people don't talk about it.
Yeah, and it didn't get really that much buzz of like. It wasn't nothing in it that blew somebody's mind to where it got unnoticeable around the time it came out, but it's nothing in it to go make you go like, this was amazing how this is done, like this is going to change cinema or anything like that.
No,
whatever, so.
But and like you said during the review, it's because of the sport that, in my opinion, I think UFC is not as popular as it was back a few years ago.
Yeah, maybe if this movie would have came out probably in 2009 or something like that.
Yeah, it would have been it would have done gangbusters. But it's a cult classic, in my opinion, because it isn't a very amazing movie, but it's also unnoticeable.
Yeah, a film buff like me and Zeef seen it, but like you know, the general audience is not. If Zeef wasn't doing this or anything in movies, he was just walking in the video store and saw Warrior or whatever. But I wanted to get this film. He'd probably go with that other film.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, even myself, to be honest, whatever. I'd be like, oh.
Big props for Megan for watching that movie after listening to our review.
Yeah, big props to her. And another thing is, none of the actors is really like noticeable or bankable either. As far as like
even Hardy.
No, I don't even think Hardy is. Or whatever. As far as like not for the general audience, no.
Oh, so you're saying he couldn't like do his own standalone movie without someone?
Well, he can do his own standalone film, whatever. But you know, if you see Hardy's name on a film, whatever.
Well, we'll see with Mad Max.
Well, Mad Max is a property of its own, though.
Okay, so if, cause was he the star in Lawless? Or was that Shia?
One of the stars was. I mean, that was like almost like an ensemble cast, if anything.
Okay, and that kind of that bombed, didn't it?
No.
But it didn't get good reviews.
It did.
From what? Well, okay, I'm not watching, reading the same ones you are, but
Yeah, I was about to say, you must be reading. I think it got like an 80% on Rotten, or 76 or 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, because he's probably the only, in reality, he's like the only one actually did anything after this. Joel Edgerton did a lot of other stuff. He was in the remake of The Thing,
Yeah,
and
you don't go see The Dark Knight Rises because Tom Hardy's in it. You don't go
no.
see, you ain't gonna go see Mad Max, the remake, whatever, because Tom Hardy's in it. You seeing those two movies because of the name itself.
Exactly.
Tom Hardy's not selling it or whatever. But that's not to say Tom Hardy's in a bankable actor. We just haven't seen him do a standalone film. Like, well, Warrior was a standalone film, or whatever, or like this from Inception or something like that, whatever, and do it well where people won't have to go out to see it. Tom Hardy isn't, he's a name to me, people like me and Z, but he's not a name to the general audience.
Yeah, and yeah, like Inception. That was before Warrior.
Yeah.
He wasn't
But
by
people didn't go
himself.
that go see that because of him,
No,
you
and
know.
this the only movie he did after this that was, you know, he was marketed star was This Means War, but they had Reese Witherspoon and Chris Pine
Yeah, I
right
was about
after
to say
Star
that was
Trek.
a like another ensemble thing too as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he has anything coming out that's a standalone of him. It's a lot of other people in it.
I mean, Warrior, once again, is not his film, whatever, but it is the first thing he's probably done besides This Means War, or whatever, where it wasn't, you know, like a big movie with not well-known actors. I mean, those actors that was in it was well-known or whatever, but they weren't like, you know, they're not like people rushed out to go see their movies or anything like that. Warrior is
People
just
don't
too big,
clam around for a Tom Hardy movie.
or no, Nick Nolte or Joel Edgerton or anything like that.
Yeah,
So.
they're not clamming for one of those guys' movies. They are. Joel Edgerton is never going to be a star. He's always going to be a supporting player. Nick Nolte, his time has passed. He's never going to star in a movie. Tom
His voice is
Hardy.
getting worse.
Is he a heavy smoke? He has got to be a heavy smoker.
Oh man, he was in that movie with Jason Statham earlier, Parker or whatever. I seriously could not understand a word he was saying. I was like, wow, this got worse, because I haven't seen him since, I want to say since Warrior, when I saw Parker or whatever. And I was like, wow, his voice sounds worse than it does. I was like, I can't literally understand a word he's saying. I was like, he's got to be a heavy smoker now.
Yeah, and it was kind of hard to hear him in this too.
Granted, this wasn't like a big film or whatever like that or whatever. Oh wait, you know what? I think he was in Gangster Squad or something like that too. Nick Nolte, I'm sure. He's in something or whatever. But granted, this wasn't like a big movie or anything like where they had music playing in the background every time he talked or something like that, or something was going on in the background. It was just a quiet scene whenever he was talking between him and Hardy. So I was just like, well, thank God, because they did his voice right in the movie.
Yeah, for this, yes. Like he was in, like I'll go back in 03, Hulk. It was hard. Even that was even hard to understand him in that too. Hulk, even Tropic Thunder. It's like age hit this guy hard.
Yeah, I really did. I don't know how old he is, but honestly, but
I mean, he was an amazing actor back in the 90s. He was top shit. But either drugs, smoking, alcohol, whatever, it fucked him up.
yeah, I think the fact that he got nominated at the Oscars when this movie came out, whatever, kind of was an insult to Tom Hardy and Joel
It
Edgerton.
actually was because they had more screen time than him. Well, you can't really say because Anthony Hopkins got nominated for Silence of the Lambs, and he's in the movie, what, 10 minutes?
That's another thing too. There, I think on that year they went by name in that movie.
Yeah, they have to put like a screen time limit to be nominated, not for someone that's in a thing for 5 seconds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because every time Nick Nolte was on screen for them, it didn't go no longer than 3 minutes.
No, and he was just pretty much like a supporting character,
I
which
mean,
didn't
yeah.
he played it was an influence on the story, but it didn't focus on the change anything on the film. Take him out, the dad could have died, you know, and it wouldn't have done anything. It still would have been a powerful movie.
Yeah, I'm surprised cinematography didn't get nominated or anything like that. Nothing got nominated, whatever. Who would you have picked if you wanted to get nominated, Joel Edgerton or Tom Hardy for that film?
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Just because he was the strong, silent type. He would have been supporting. He would have been a lead, though.
Yeah, I would have gave it to Joel Edgerton.
They were both good, but if I had to pick one, I'd say Hardy good, just because he was so one-dimensional character.
Yeah, that's not what Oscars go for. So that's why I'd go for Joel
I agree,
Edgerton.
but
Joel Edgerton was actually acting. Tom Hardy's playing this character.
Okay, but I can see either one. I would not hate for either one. I wouldn't.
Yeah, and I wouldn't either. And I, Nick Nolte kind of baffled me when I got. I mean, granted, he did a good job, but at the same time, it still baffled me a little bit that year.
But it doesn't. I mean, it's just a shame because this movie is so. This movie's forgotten, and
Yeah,
it's a
I mean.
shame. It's a shame that this is one of those movies that are forgotten because there's all. It happens a lot.
Even film buffs don't even bring it up that much no more, whatever. I
No,
mean,
I mean, if you nominate top 10 sports movies, would Warrior even be in it? No, they wouldn't
probably
be.
be my number one, to be honest. If not number two, it'd be in the top three.
Top sports. Okay, yeah, it would be it would at least be it would be guaranteed top 5 for me.
It'd be in my top three, if not number one. I'd have to go back or whatever, but I think I said it in a review. I actually liked it more than Rocky.
Yeah, you did say that because it's our generation's Rocky.
Yeah, so that'd probably be the two tie-ins as far as sports movies for the number one and two spot or whatever. But I don't know. I'd probably have to go back and think about it some more or whatever. But this would definitely would be in my top three. And yeah, like I said, I don't even think film buffs talk about the film, to be honest, anymore.
They don't. It's just a movie that was amazingly done and just pushed it aside. Because
It's a
what we
shame.
said, because I said it may, I think it looked very independent to me.
Yeah. It was around Oscar time when it came out as well.
Yeah,
Once
September,
again,
October, so yeah.
we just had that talk. So yeah, that happens. I mean, Dallas Buyers Club. If it don't get a wide release, that movie's gonna be forgotten years from now. Probably it won't be forgotten from Matthew McConaughey's performance, or whatever. But as far as being a movie alone, that movie will be forgotten.
If McConaughey gets nominated for Best Actor for
I don't
it,
think he will, to be
I'm
honest.
just saying if it does happen, it won't be forgotten. But when Nick Nolte gets nominated for supporting for a role for a time he was barely in the movie, it's gonna get forgotten. If Hardy or Edgerton got nominated, it probably wouldn't have been forgotten.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm willing to bet probably that if Matthew McConaughey gets nominated, it's not gonna be for a Dallas Buyers Club. It's gonna be for Wolf on Wall Street.
But you haven't seen it yet.
I'm telling you, he's gonna get nominated for that. Hey, I highly doubt it, Dallas Buyers Club. It'll probably get something or whatever, but nothing major.
Think Leo get nominated?
If he does, he won't win. I mean, the
He'll
competition
never
is.
win. He'll never win.
I highly doubt he'll get nominated. Honestly, at this point, I don't even think he'll get nominated, to be honest. Martin Scorsese will get nominated because that's just the thing to do, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a thing to do, whatever. It's going to be.
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough.
It's going to be a tie between 12 Years a Slave and Gravity.
Butler.
I think the Butler's gotten forgotten now. It's funny because that was the
Cause that
first.
cause 12 Years a Slave topped it? Cause
Well,
maybe.
not because 12 Years a Slave topped, because that was the first movie that was for the Oscar buzz or whatever, and like that's all people talked about when that movie came out. But then when Rush, Gravity,
Don Juan.
Captain Phillips and all that shit came out, that movie easily forgotten or whatever.
Is that that's probably why Oscar movies don't only get nominated towards the end of the year, because it would get forgotten if it was January, February, March, stuff like that.
Butler blew his load too quickly.
Yeah, and it was summer release in August. You know, if that released in December, or November, it probably would be a favorite, but
In the past 2 months, too, whatever, it's been nothing but an Oscar movie every week now.
well, not Best Man Holiday, but
Hey, Best Man Holiday is pretty decent.
I haven't heard your review yet.
Terrence Howard may get nominated as a pimp. Wait a minute, he did get hired. I mean, nominated as a pimp before. What's his name?
Oh, what was that called?
Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, it
Yes.
was.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah, that was the movie.
He may get nominated for another pimp again.
If he gets nominated, I'm really gonna be pissed.
I'm gonna be clapping. I'm gonna be like, when they say it's hard out here for a pimp, if that's his theme song to go up to accept his award, I'm gonna be like,
If it does get nominated again and he plays got nominated for two pimps, you know what he's gonna go for in every movie now as a pimp. Iron Man, he could have been a pimp.
Gonna be the best pimp. He is the greatest pimp ever. Matter of fact, Terrence Howard held that movie together as far as the comedy goes. I was like, wow, I actually like this guy. He's more entertaining in this movie than he was in Iron Man. I don't understand that.
Well, probably because they were told him not to outshine Downey Jr.
Well, his thing too is this Best Man Holiday was a sequel, obviously, to his first movie he really got known for. So
12
maybe
years
I don't
ago.
yeah, so maybe he just really. I don't know, maybe he was really like, I want to go all out for my movie,
How do
to be
you
honest with
feel
you.
about that?
About what?
About the 12, like the long gaps of sequels.
I don't know why it took so long for that or whatever. Maybe it's just it was on nobody's radar. Because 12 years ago, I would imagine Morris Chestnut and them was pretty busy. Tay Diggs and Morris Chestnut was pretty busy at the
And
time.
Chestnut is a pretty recognizable black actor. He was a
Yeah,
lot of things. He was a lot of shit earlier this year.
at that time, he definitely was.
Now he's just a supporting
Just
player.
now, yeah, he's just here and there now.
Yeah, he's in Kick-Ass 2. He was in other movies. He was in a lot of movies this year.
He's in three.
Was he in three movies this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you
That's
know what
kind of
he's
a
in?
lot for some
He
actors.
was in two. He was in The Call and Kick Ass. I mean, three if you want to count Best Man Holiday, so.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot The Call came out this year.
Yeah, so. And then
Okay.
last year he was in Think Like a Man.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. But last comment here comes from Jefferson McNeil. McNeil? Tom Hardy as Wolverine. I can see that. I have personally never seen this film, but it sounds amazing. Joel, yeah, see. Oh, then go fucking watch it then. Joel Edgerton really is one of those guys who is underrated. Is there any actors you guys think are amazing but doesn't get noticed as much? Oh shit, we just named a couple.
Vin Diesel.
Now, Vin Diesel gets a lot of work. What are you talking about?
One, if go back to your previous sentence, if Tom Hart I would like to see Tom Hardy in a standalone movie, not play something based on name, Wolverine. Even though he, like you said, I thought about it more. I think he would have been amazing as Wolverine.
Yeah, especially after seeing Warrior. Wolverine was his role. 'Cause that's what Wolverine was in Warrior. That's what at least what I'm gonna know, whatever.
Underrated actor.
I mean, I'd like to say Tom Hardy, whatever. Tom Hardy is, I mean, yeah.
I would say because he's not getting the standalone movies, I would say that's a good choice.
He's not underrated then.
No.
'Cause he's in big movies then, if anything, so.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's in a lot of big movies.
Joel Edgerton is one of those guys.
I'm going.
I give you Sam Rockwell.
So, yeah, Sam Rockwell's very, very, very good choice. Could you say Joseph Gordon?
No.
No?
No, he has a lot of work. He gets his name is well known or whatever. He gets too much work if anything.
He gets too much work.
Shit, Marvel and DC is fighting over him right now. Or at least Marvel is. I don't know what DC's doing. DC's just letting him go. I'm just like, the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all got a guy that was Nightwing right here, whatever. And y'all talking about, oh, we need to find somebody. And then Marvel's like, we got potentially three roles that you can play, brother. Why don't you come over here to Marvel's? The fuck is wrong with DC? It's like.
But what would he play in Marvel?
They were talking about, Oh God! One way they were talking about for a Guardians of the Galaxy role. That was one, but that one was already over. They were even talking about for Doctor Strange at one point, whatever. If they wanted to go a young Doctor Strange,
Okay.
and what was the? There was another one. I don't remember what it was now. God, it's gonna eat me up now. Was it Daredevil or? I can't fucking remember.
Oh crap! I just read that article like last week. What the fuck was it?
God damn! I don't remember.
I don't think it was Daredevil.
No, it wasn't. It was something else.
Cause they
Whatever.
had somebody else attached to Daredevil that they're
It was
talking to.
something. It was a big role too. It was a big Marvel character. It wasn't just God, it's eating me up right now. Or whatever. I'll just come back to it if I remember. But no, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is
What's
definitely
technically
top three.
underrated? Is that people that's not nominated for stuff or
Not so much nominated. It's just people like Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell? Yeah, he's amazing. He's an amazing actor.
Yeah, I mean, you don't
He's
see him
fun. He's a
much.
fun character.
He's always fun. He always looks like he's having a good time on screen, though.
Could
That's what I
you?
like about him.
What about Paul Rudd?
The thing about being underrated is you got to be actually good, and Paul Rudd is fucking going way off the mountain of being good. So,
As an
when was the last
actress,
time you
I
saw Paul Rudd do something great?
role models.
Wow, that's a stretch too. 'Cause Role Models, he wasn't that great in. He was decent. He wasn't great, and that came out.
I'm gonna say as an actress, I'll say Joey Deschanel. I think she's very underrated. But that's my opinion.
I'd like to think of more actresses. I know Anne Hathaway was for the longest,
Until Les Mis.
till last year. So,
Yeah. She actually was like there was like a stretch where she was like non-existent. I
yeah.
think was that still the Disney time for the Disney period?
I was gonna say, because she was doing all those,
Because she did Havoc after Princess Diaries 2.
Yeah, she was doing those princess movies or whatever. Nobody really took her serious or whatever as an actress or whatever, because she was doing those, like, small PG films and shit
Do
like that.
people don't take Disney people serious?
That wasn't a Disney movie.
Princess Diaries wasn't?
No.
Thought it was.
Yeah, it looks like it. That's why.
Enchant? No, not Enchanted. Elle Enchanted or whatever the fuck it's called. She did that too. Yeah, so she did a lot of kids movies early on. Then
Yeah,
she
she's
kind of
done a lot of.
like fell off the world. Like kind of like Keira Knightley now. She kind of fell off the world.
She did a lot of family tied films or whatever, so. Huh, more women. I like to say Ellen Page. I like to see what she does. But I don't think she's underrated, but
No,
she's.
Ellen Page is awesome.
Yeah, but she doesn't get much work.
She's in First Class. She was in Inception. Super.
She was not in First Class. What are you talking about?
Well, I meant the next one. Sorry.
And we don't know that yet. I haven't seen her trailer. I don't. But yeah, I think she's
She's
in it.
listed on it as in
Yeah,
it.
she's probably in there for a fucking quick scene then, probably.
Actress. I think actresses are tougher because there's so many of them.
They're getting a lot of work these days.
It's shit. I don't know. I'm staying with Zoe because I'm a big fan of Zoe.
Yeah.
500 Days of Summer.
That romantic tragedy.
Romantic tragedy.
That tragedy of a movie.
I would say. Oh fuck, Ellen Page is a good choice.
Yeah, I don't know if I would consider her underrated. She does get work, but she doesn't get as much as you would think because she's
She
really
doesn't get
good.
any standalone movies. Juno was her only one.
Yeah, and then what was her last? I think her last one was Super, but that was like
Super.
such a small film.
Then
So
wasn't
like,
she in like another movie like just recently?
she did video game voice work.
Yeah, she's in that. Yeah, with Green
Bonds or
Goblin.
Souls.
Green. Yeah. Oh, she Whip It. She was in Whip It. I heard that.
Look, yeah, I'm just gonna stick with my male choice I picked or whatever.
Ellen Page,
No, my male choice.
Hardy.
No, not Hardy. Sam Rockwell.
Oh yeah, Rockwell's a good choice.
Yeah, and I said Joel Edgerton. I didn't say Hardy.
Rockwell's a great choice, and I mean, everything he is, like Matchstick Men, he was awesome. Seven Psychopaths, Moon. He just steals the whole movie.
He always looks like he's having fun on screen or whatever, and he does it at, like, entertaining too, whatever.
The only one I didn't like, I liked Iron Man 2, but that could have just been even he had fun doing that.
Yeah, he had fun doing that. I don't know what y'all talking about with Iron Man 2, whatever. He looked like he was having a lot of fun, and he looked like he was pretty good actually, whatever. It's a shame that they didn't give him more of a role in the Iron Man
And
series or
what
whatever.
happened to him?
He just got arrested.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't see the end of it?
Have they been arrested? No.
Oh yeah, he got arrested or whatever when Pepper called the cops on him, whatever, because they figured
Oh,
out he was
yeah, I don't
gone.
remember that.
I wish they would have put him somewhere like in Iron Man 1, so they could have kept him around a little bit. But yeah, because he was really good in that character. I mean, playing that character, or whatever. He was kind of like the failure of Tony Stark.
Yeah. But since we're talking about Iron Man, you know who I'm gonna throw in there as well? Guy Pearce.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I mean, there was a time when he was on a roll, but what happened?
I don't know. I mean, even you say like he's in a lot of supporting work now.
Yeah.
Like he was in there's a movie like he was in like a lot of movies. Hurt I mean Hurt Hurt Locker, he's in a movie for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm about to say everybody in the Hurt Locker's in there for 5 minutes. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what happened to him or whatever. I mean, I can't remember his last standalone film, but I don't remember what happened to him where he just wasn't a leading man. I know last year he was in Lockout, if I'm not
He was in
mistaken. So
Lockout, Prometheus, but you don't
yeah.
know it's him.
Yeah, you don't know it's him because they fucking. Why did you just get an old guy for that shit? I didn't understand that part, first of all. I was just like, why did you just get a fucking old guy?
Memento was the last one I think I remember him being a standalone movie.
Wow, really?
Maybe
Wow, okay,
Factory
well.
Girl, but that was not based on him, but
Lockout was his last standalone film, whatever. That was his film, whatever. But I thought he was good in it, but the movie was shit.
yeah.
That's true. He doesn't get as much work as you. I don't know what happened in his career, or maybe he just got a bad agent now, or he didn't have one at all, or something. I
But
don't
he's
know.
a great actor too.
Yeah, he's really good.
And I hope I see more of him. And he blew like He was awesome. You hear that?
Yeah.
I got EAS on my phone.
Ah! That was my headset. I was about to say. I was like, uh-oh.
It's coming. I'm going to Oz.
You'll never see it coming.
I still stand by my tornadoes don't hit major cities.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, but...
Okay.
So you're going with Guy Pearce. You're going with your Sam Rockwell, maybe Guy Pearce?
I'm going with Sam Rockwell.
I'm going with
Joel Edgerton.
I'm going with Guy Pearce and Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah. Well, luckily for Guy Pearce, he did get Iron Man 3 this year. So.
And he was very, very good at it.
I just could not see him as that nerdy kid he was at the beginning. I was like, man, they really did good on the makeup job with him.
That's the cool thing about him is that he really plays up to that part.
Yeah, I was just looking at him, I was just like, and then when he got all charming and everything, I was just like, that's the Guy Pearce I know. I was looking at that, and I was like, that's not Guy Pearce. That was really good on his part as far as that can go, because he really sold that nerdy shit.
Uh-oh. Tornado siren.
Tornado coming. Uh-oh, he's about to die, people. So, people, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Usually I end the show, whatever, by saying, yeah, you go and vote, but I'm going to go ahead and say this by saying thank you for getting us nominated in the finalists,
mm-hmm.
finals here, whatever. We won't know until January 5th, so...
That sucks.
Yeah, that's going to be a long month and a half, so once again, this show is dedicated to Miss Priscilla, whatever. Hope you get better. I hope your news just turns out to be like, the doctor was wrong. He just said, you just had a sugar problem, so you can punch that fucking doctor in the face or whatever.
You know what? You know what? Take her to the awards. She can be your plus one.
Yeah, true. You know what? True. I probably will then. I know she'd like that shit. Whatever.
Or take, who's the one that always loves your voice? Lisa? Is that Lisa? That comments?
Stacy.
Stacy, yeah.
Yeah. See, I remember. See, look at, oh, I took my memory pills this morning. Alcohol, you have no effect now as I drink this bottle of scotch right here.
And take the LSD.
And I just want to say, this has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 25. We're at my age now, so...
We're getting close to my age.
Yeah, we're old enough to rent a car here, so...
We're old enough to rent a car.
Old enough to rent a car here, whatever, so you know we're going to rent something to get Z out of Tornado County. Or I'll just drive by and film his death real quick, or whatever.
If you can get here before the tornado hits, that's, you know...
Probably will, actually. I'm the phenomenal one, LeafsWorldsPodcast.com.
Z, thefancritic.com.
And bid you fair. We bid you adieu.
I bid you happy my life away.
Yeah. Bye. Death to Z.
Death to Z. Later, everyone.
Later.
You remind me of the babe.
Babe.
Babe with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
Who, you?
You do.
They're what?
Remind me of the babe.
Quiet!
A goblin babe. Well,
I saw my baby crying hard as babe could cry. What could I do? My baby's love had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew
what kind of magic spell to use.
Slime and snails, or puppy dogs pale.
Thunder or lightning,
and baby said,
dance, magic, dance,
dance, magic, dance,
dance, magic, dance.